Weekend Starts Here by Bill Matthews. Episode 6.
Whatever made us think we could find her?
We had to try, Mrs. Cheeseman.
I know, Robbie. I just hate not having any idea where Felicity is. She could be in the boot of someone's car right at this moment.
We've done all we can, been to all the likely places on the M6. But you never know, she might have hitchhiked all the way there.
Oh yes, I forgot, West Berkshire is crawling with drivers going straight to the University of Kiel.
Whoa, I can tell you're Felicity's mother.
I'm sorry. I'm still coming to terms with the fact that you left her on her own.
She dumped me by the side of the road, you know. Literally.
I know how you must be feeling.
She didn't want me to run away with her, and I couldn't persuade her to come home with me. We both know what she's like. She can't be made to do anything.
If she could, you never would have got anywhere near her in the first place.
I realise that. I know you never liked me.
I'm ashamed to admit I thought you were an ill-educated hooligan. Shows what a liberal I am.
Thanks very much.
Oh, we shouldn't laugh. We can laugh as soon as we find her.
Better not. Might make her run away again.
So, where are we?
Just past Junction 15. I think Kiel services are coming up soon.
Right. Last place to look before we get to the university itself. Hello, Norman. Any more orders after this one?
Might not be any for a while yet.
If I'd known cooking expensive gourmet food would be such a doddle, I'd have started it years ago. Another dish complete. I'll just put this poached salmon in for 2.5 minutes... and you can take it through with this rack of lamb and rosemary potatoes. Now comes the moment when all my culinary skills come together. The moment when all the flavour is brought to the dish.
What do you have to do?
Wait around for a minute and a half while all the molecules reassemble.
Christine, have you noticed that none of the people in the lounge bar were here for the gourmet night last Saturday?
I can't think why that would be.
Well, nor can I. Although the few who are here are still saying how much they like the food. When I ask them.
Well, there you are, then.
But we should be getting more people in, not less. Christine, we've got too much invested in this gourmet food idea for it not to work.
Give it time.
We haven't got time, Christine. Once the Ashcourt Vale place opens, the pub will be facing competition for the first time in its history.
Well, don't forget, we should be getting extra customers in as soon as the new Good Beer Guide's published.
All the more reason why we've got to get this food right. Christine, have you actually tried any of this food you've been cooking?
Well, I was afraid people might complain if they saw tooth marks in their beef Wellington.
Well, I have. I don't know how to say this. It doesn't taste very... what's the word? Nice.
Well, what would you know about it? You think having sour cream with a baked potato makes it exotic.
Very funny.
Come on, Norman, smile. This is the day of your great triumph, remember? The day you humiliated the Thorogoods, made the entire village turn on them, and got him sacked from the cricket team.
Yeah, we may have given them a flesh wound, Christine, but we haven't quite killed off the Thorogoods yet. And you know what they say, there's nothing more dangerous than a wounded Thorogood.
Well, I want you to know that I was proud of you today. And of our Robbie, too.
Not many boys would show such concern for a girl who's given him the flick.
I just hope they find her safe and well. Right, where to look? I think you and I should split up.
That's the second time I've heard that today.
Oh dear, I am sorry. I'll meet you back by the entrance.
Okay. There she is. Felicity! Felicity! You go. Felicity!
Hello, Robbie.
Oh, there you are. I've been looking all over England for you.
Oh, Robbie, I hope you'd come after me. And here you are, my knight in shining leather.
I couldn't leave you on your own, could I?
I'm sorry we argued, Robbie. It's been horrible. I've been stuck in this service station for hours.
It's all right now. I'm here.
If I wanted to go to Carlisle, that'd be no problem. But no one will take me 2 miles to the university. And I didn't want to walk by myself in the dark, not knowing where I was going.
You won't have to know.
No, we can get completely lost together. Come on.
Well,
what's wrong?
I didn't exactly come here on my own.
What do you mean?
Oh, Felicity! Oh, my darling! Oh, my baby!
Oh, thank God you're safe.
What is this?
Well, I'm just so happy to see you.
Are you with her? Are you with her?
We were both worried about you.
Oh, you both were you?
How cosy for you both.
Cosy? How is that cosy?
Felicity, don't blame Robbie. He cares about you very much.
I see. You're on his side now, are you? I suppose you totally approve of him now.
I won't if you don't want me to, darling.
Not that it makes any difference. Robbie, you're dumped.
You can't do that.
Why not?
We're not even going out. You dumped me this morning, remember?
Well, I'm dumping you again. The first time was far too amicable.
I'm sorry, I refuse to be dumped twice. You can't make me.
Come on, Felicity, we're going home.
You go home with your brand new friend. I'm going to stay with Amanda at the university. Could you give me a lift?
Robbie, do you think you could wait for us in the car?
But Mrs. Cheese...
Please, here are the keys.
All right.
Felicity, have you spoken to this Amanda?
I haven't been able to get hold of her yet.
Right. I can tell you now, she won't be there.
How would you know?
Listen, love, the universities don't go back for another month. Let me drive you home. You've had a hell of a day. You must be worn out.
I am worn out. I've never ever felt so tired.
Oh, come here, my darling. Everything will be all right, you'll see. Come on, let's go.
You know what started it all, don't you?
That moment when Marina Cheeseman asked Norman Harwood what we could all do to help.
I'm sure he never would have dared dig up the cricket pitch. So what made her presume she could speak for everyone in the village?
That's always been your role.
Exactly.
Lottie, I think we should go out.
Out? Won't that require leaving the house?
It's time for us to face the world again. We could go and see how Smith is getting on at the Ashcourt Vale site.
Yes, I've one or two pertinent questions to ask about that finder's fee. But what if somebody sees us?
Then we will hold our heads up high and be pleasant to them.
I'm not sure I'm capable of that. What I mean is, isn't it dangerous for either of us to be seen with Smith?
No one will be surprised to see you and I sharing an interest in local affairs. Come on, got your coat here.
Thank you. Have you settled on a name yet?
The last I heard was The Teal and Ptarmigan. That place will be our lasting legacy to Shipcombe Green, Lottie. Better than any statue.
Oh, I'd like a statue.
Well, you never know. Well, without my idea to convert the local shop and your influence on the parish council, it never would have happened. What a team we make, Lottie.
Ronald, you don't think we've misjudged the mood of the village, do you?
When have we ever? Come on, this isn't you talking. Just think what this village would be like without us, without you.
I can't imagine it.
And I'm sure no one else could either. But it's time to be selfish for once, to think about us and not about what everyone else thinks.
You're right. We've always put the good of the village first and ourselves last. Mm.
Shipcombe has long been in need of a Teal and Ptarmigan. That £20,000 finder's fee is merely an incidental bonus.
Where are we?
Oh, you're awake. We're just passing Oxford. Soon be home.
Good. Robbie?
Yes, Felicity?
I've been thinking. I've said some horrible things to you today. I hope you can forgive me.
Of course I can. I do.
It was unfair of me to blame you for coming all this way with my mother. I know you only did it because you care for me.
That's true.
What would you think about us putting it all behind us and getting back together?
You want us to get back together?
I think this time we can make it work. What do you say?
I'd love to get back together.
Good. So we're back together. And now, you are so dumped!
Oh, hello, Mr. Thorogood.
Better not call me that, Smith. Get in practice for the day of the launch. In fact, thinking about it, probably best if we don't speak at all.
Okay, then.
I meant on the day of the launch.
Oh, right. Sorry.
I don't believe you met my wife, Mr. Smith.
No, never in my whole life, honestly.
Don't have to pretend, Smith. You really haven't.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were practicing for the launch. Very pleased to meet you.
How do you do? I must admit, you've done a wonderfully swift job with the old shop already.
Thank you very much.
Remarkable to think what you can do to a place in a few days, and yet it takes weeks to write out a simple cheque.
Ah, yes, the finder's fee. You know what accounts departments are like.
I take it my name hasn't been mentioned at any time. I don't want anyone in the village knowing I'm on the Ashcourt Vale board.
I've kept you completely out of it, sir.
So is everything still on course for the opening in 2 weeks' time?
Oh, we're really up against it. We might have to put it back by at least a week.
Impossible. We'll have to work day and night to get it ready in time.
But Mr. Ing, we're doing that already.
Then work harder. It's quite simple.
The ship commands have just started doing gourmet food in a despicable spoiling tactic. If we allow them any more of a head start, it'll be more difficult to pulverise them into the ground, taking away all their customers and leaving them starving and destitute in a rat-infested hovel.
Right.
That was beautiful, darling.
Thank you.
If you need inspiration, Mr. Smith, as midnight approaches, just remember that you are helping to realise a dream.
I am?
An upmarket establishment like this should lead to rising house prices. And soon, the last remaining old villagers either won't be able to afford or won't want to live here any more.
And that's your dream, is it?
Oh, yes, Mr. Smith. If we could only rid it of the undesirable elements, this could be a perfect place to live.
But do you ever think about whether he's happy?
Happy? He's a boy. Doesn't really matter whether he's happy, does it?
Oh, Norman.
Well, it's true. Boys don't think about things like that.
I wish I knew where you get these ideas from, Norman.
Life, Christine, life.
Oh. That's him.
Hello, Dad.
All right, Robbie?
Oh, Robbie! I was getting worried.
Okay, Mum, go easy.
Did you find her?
In the end. Although I wish we hadn't.
Before we get into that, have you eaten?
Didn't get a chance.
Well, we've got a few dishes left over from tonight. It won't take a minute.
You're quite sure you're hungry, son?
It's delicious. You'll see, Robbie. I'll be back in a sec.
So? Didn't go well, then?
No.
Did you get as far as Kiel?
Kiel service station.
Bet you've never been that far north before.
No.
It won't be long. So, tell us what happened.
She dumped me.
Oh, Robbie, I am sorry. Well, wait a minute. Didn't she also dump you, end your relationship this morning?
We got back together.
So how long did that last?
About 2.5 seconds.
Oh, I'll get you dinner.
She said she never wants to see me again.
So, was there much traffic on the road, Sid?
That girl. How ungrateful can you get?
Yeah, well, I'm off to bed.
Norman, your son needs you.
I was only staying up long enough to make sure he was all right.
Well, he's not all right, is he?
He'll feel better once he's eaten. Or at least he'll soon forget about her once he's eaten.
What is this?
Poulet forestier avec carrot vichy.
That is revolting.
Well, not you as well. Oh, let me try. Oh, no, you're right. Oh, it's absolutely disgusting. So why did everyone say they liked it?
It's obvious, isn't it? They're all too polite to say anything to your face.
I've come to a very important decision as landlord of this public house.
Well, what is it?
You're fired.
What? Well, you can't fire me. I'm your wife.
I don't object to you carrying on as my wife. But I'm sacking you with immediate effect as Shipcombe Arms chef.
I think you should come with us tonight to the Teal and Ptarmigan.
I told you, it's not my sort of thing.
But I tell you what. If it makes any difference, Felicity, we'll pay.
I think that was taken as read, Terence.
Was it?
Come on, love. This is 2 weekends in a row you've not been out of the cottage.
You two go on out. You can leave me on my own, you know. I'm not going to run away.
How do we know that?
You miss Robbie, don't you?
I do not. I haven't thought about him for days.
I realised on that car journey that I'd been wrong about him. He has a lot of good points. He's thoughtful, he's mature, he's responsible.
So what are his good points?
Just because I happen to like him doesn't make him all bad.
Why should I care what you think anyway?
Well, if you're going to have that kind of attitude, I'm glad you're not coming with us.
You are?
Yeah.
You really don't want me to come with you?
Nope.
Just give me 10 minutes to get ready.
Do you know, Terence, I think at last I've found a way of getting Felicity to do what I want.
Oh, really? What's that?
Oh,
Well, this is it, Christine. The first Saturday night since our entry in the Good Beer Guide came out. However, I can't help feeling there's something missing.
Customers.
That'll be it.
Well, we can't expect too many yet, Norman. New edition of the guide's only just come out.
Well, that's fine, except there's a chef in the kitchen being paid to do absolutely nothing.
Well, you could have got me in there doing nothing for half the money.
How long have we been here now?
About 4 months.
I didn't mean in Shipcombe Green. How long have we been sitting here waiting for this food to arrive?
About 3 months.
It all looks a bit half-built in here. I expect they haven't had time to train the staff properly yet.
Let's go home. Well, I think we should give it a little longer. Another couple of months, perhaps?
Why? We don't really know anyone here, do we? Have we met anyone that we even want to know? In all the time we've been here, none of us have actually made any friends as such, have we?
Give us a chance. We only got here an hour ago.
I believe our daughter is now talking about our time in Shipcombe Green.
How do you know such things?
Face it, we don't suit the country and the country doesn't suit us. Isn't it time we went back to London full-time and put this strange episode in our lives behind us?
I must admit, as idylls go, it hasn't been quite as peaceful as I expected.
And the value of the cottage has probably gone up by about 20k. We could look upon it as a useful short-term investment.
And perhaps we could sell it back to a local person.
Well,
I... There you are, then. Just look around this room. How many people do we know to talk to?
Well, there's the Thoroughgoods.
I said to talk to.
Lawrence and Cecilia Fife.
And that's about it. The only other person we've met before is coming towards us.
On behalf of Ashcourt Vale, I'd just like to apologise for the wait. We're doing all we can. In the meantime, can I get you something on the house?
Have you got any bitter? I quite fancy a pint.
We are planning to serve 17 different bottled beers from 12 different countries.
What do you mean by planning to serve?
Well, we're hoping to have them in by Tuesday.
You should have hoped to have had them in by today.
Wait a minute. Why have they got their food before us?
Yes, they arrived more than half an hour after we did.
Mr. and Mrs. Thoroughgood only ordered salad.
Salad that grows wool and goes bar.
What?
That looks like lamb shanks to me.
You know them, do you?
Who?
The Thoroughgoods.
I've never heard of them.
But you just said their name.
It was a lucky guess.
And can I ask your name? You must know your own name, at least.
It's Smith, if you'll excuse me.
What about my beer?
There's something very strange going on here. So, where do we know Mr. Smith from, Felicity?
We saw him a few weeks ago. He was in a car talking to Mr. Thoroughgood.
You know, you're right. I remember it now. How very interesting.
If any new customers do come in their cars, all they're going to find is an empty lounge bar.
So you think they're going to drive straight home again?
No, Christine, they're going to drive straight to the Teal and Ptarmigan and eat there.
Oh, they won't do that, Norman, I can promise you.
How do you know?
The place has been booked out for a fortnight.
Well, at least that's some consolation. Or maybe not. Wait a moment, I've got an idea. patrons of the public bar, dinner is currently being served in the lounge bar.
No thanks, Norman. I only like to eat food I can pronounce.
Oh, is that why you only eat pie and chips?
Give me one good reason why we'd want to eat any of that foreign muck.
Because it's free.
You try and stop me.
Lawrence, Cecilia, could I ask a favour of you?
Of course, Marina.
I want you to witness something.
Certainly. Where should we sign?
I'd like you to witness a scene.
A scene? I've never witnessed one of those before.
Please, follow me.
Well, Lottie, that was so delicious, if I closed my eyes, I could have sworn you cooked it.
Why, thank you, Ronald. Oh, what a glorious sight. The whole village gathered together under one roof.
And the Shipcombe Arms totally deserted.
That's because everyone is here. And all because of us.
Oh. Sister and Mrs. Thoroughgood. How lovely to see you again.
Mrs. Cheeseman. Mr. Cheeseman.
Did you two enjoy your dinner?
It was splendid. Why? Didn't you?
We're hoping to, eventually.
We were just remarking, this is exactly the sort of place Shipcombe has been crying out for years.
Do you know the man who made it all possible?
Why should I?
Of course we don't.
I'll introduce you.
There's no need, really.
Mr. Smith, I'd really like you to meet some friends of mine.
Friends? What did you mean by friends?
I'd be delighted.
Mr. and Mrs. Thoroughgood, This is Mr. Smith.
Oh.
Mr. Smith, Mr. and Mrs. Thorogood.
Very pleased to make your acquaintance.
So you've never met each other before, then?
No, we haven't.
Never clapped eyes on them in my life.
Then can you explain how I saw the two of you talking together a few weeks ago?
That's impossible.
I must be mistaken.
Perhaps. Except that someone has come forward to corroborate her story.
Who has?
Me. Would I be right in thinking, Mr. Thorogood, that you have some connection with Ashcord Vale?
Whatever gives you that idea?
Ever since we came to this village, you two have been pursuing a personal and vindictive vendetta against the owners of the ship commands.
We had me barred. It was your first night in the village.
I remember. So what better revenge than to help set up a rival establishment to put them out of business and presumably make some money in the process?
Mrs. Cheeseman, you're clearly delirious.
I must be off. Things to do.
You're not going anywhere, Mr. Smith.
Excuse me, I couldn't help overhearing.
Oh, Lawrence, I didn't see you there.
A couple of weeks back, when we were playing cricket, Mr. Thorogood was about to let slip that he was on the board of a company called Ash something. Then he stopped and changed it to Ashton, Gardner and Dyke, who, as a guitar-based prog rock trio, would be highly unlikely to have a board of directors. That company couldn't have been Ashcord Vale, could it, Mr. Thorogood?
Ronald, you never told me about this.
I didn't want to alarm you.
The membership of company boards are all a matter of public record, so you might as well admit it.
All right, then. I'm on the board of Ashcord Vale. That's not a crime, is it?
So, Mrs. Thorogood, when planning permission for this site came up before the parish council, did you declare that your husband was on the board of the company proposing to build on it?
Again, it's a matter of public record.
So did you, Mrs. Thorogood?
No, I did not.
Oh, I told you this would never work. We were bound to be caught out in the end.
Especially with you in charge, you blundering idiot.
The whole evening's been a disaster. I told you I didn't have enough time to get the place ready.
Well done, Mum.
Thank you, Felicity. Do you know, I don't think I want to give the teal and ptarmigan any more of my custom.
Neither do I. There's something a little too planned and cynical about it. Cecilia, fancy a swift one down the local?
Oh, let's.
So, how was it?
Oh, Norman, I can't tell you how delicious that was.
And I can't tell you what that was, but it was delicious.
You really mean that?
Oh, we do.
You're not just saying it to be polite.
When have we ever been polite, you great prat?
Who's been sitting in my chair?
I'm sorry, mate. Is this where you normally sit?
No.
He was only joking. You've got as much right to be here as any of us.
As long as you don't mind us coming into your bar, the public bar, to watch the soccer on the big screen.
Why should we?
I've seen you two around, but I don't think I know your names.
I'm Cecilia, and this is my husband, Lawrence.
Well, I'm Sandra, and this is my man, David.
So the credit has to go to Marina.
Oh, nonsense. It was Felicity who remembered that Smith character talking to Thorogood.
Well, whoever it was, we're very grateful.
And to show our gratitude, you can all eat free in the pub for a year.
Oh, right, very kind, but we wouldn't want to put you to any trouble.
Oh, it's all right. We've now hired a specialist chef.
Oh, in that case, thank you very much.
Mrs. Harwood, is Robbie around? I wanted a quick word.
He's upstairs. Shall I fetch him?
If you don't mind.
Of course not.
Robbie! There's someone to see you.
That's a very generous offer, but, well, we may not be able to take you up on it. We're thinking of selling up.
Oh, that is a shame.
We're not sure we're quite cut out for country life.
Well, we'll be sorry to see you go.
Oh, it's you.
Hello, Robbie.
Shall we leave these two to it? I'm sure they want to be alone.
Terence!
What?
You noticed.
I did, didn't I?
So now I'm out of the way, have your friends started talking to you again?
They're talking to me. I haven't decided if I'm talking to them yet.
Robbie, I've been doing a lot of thinking.
You said that before.
I really have this time. I've realised that you're not who I thought you were. You're not rebellious, rough, wild and untamed. I've realised that deep down, in fact not very deep down at all, that you're soft, gentle and kind. And despite all these faults, I've realised I still like you.
Is this a wind-up?
No, I promise.
You're not going to try and get back with me and then dump me again?
I wouldn't play that trick on you twice. Tell you what, to even things up, why don't we get back together and then you can immediately dump me?
Are you sure? I can dump you like you dump me.
If you like.
All right, then. We're back together.
Well, aren't you going to dump me now?
Nah, I think I'll leave it.
You'll leave it? But then that means...
we're still together.
I suppose it does. See, I played a trick on you.
Yes, you did, didn't you? Maybe this time we should do things a bit differently. Take things slower.
Step back a bit.
Take our time.
I've got an idea how to do that.
What?
Why don't we only see each other on weekends?
Good idea.
Can you see the removal van?
It's parked right outside their house.
I must admit, I never expected them to leave so soon.
From what I hear, they sold it within a week.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. The demand's so great.
You might have thought they'd brave it out, though.
They didn't have what it takes, obviously.
True. They never really fitted in here, did they? I said that to you when they first moved here. Remember?
No. Although, funnily enough, I do remember saying that to you.
Terence?
Hmm?
Why are you peering out of the window?
A removal van has just pulled up outside the Thorogood's house.
Oh, funny. I was just reading about them in the local paper. The new pub restaurant in Shipcombe Green faces an uncertain future after the so-called Ashcord Gate scandal.
Ashcord Gate? What a ridiculous name for it.
It's just lazy journalism.
Sensible term would have been Shipcombe Green Gate.
Yes. It says here he's been removed from the board of Ashcord Vale and had to forfeit a finder's fee of £20,000. And Mrs. Thorogood has been suspended from the parish council pending possible legal action.
By the look of things, she won't be applying for re-election.
Hey, listen to this. The scandal occurred when Mrs. Charlotte Thorogood, who was born and brought up in nearby Badenham. How about that? Mrs. Thorogood, she was a local all along.
She kept that quiet. So, Marina, are you glad we decided to stay?
Very. After the hustle and bustle of London, it's lovely to escape at weekends to a place where nothing ever happens.
In episode 6 of The Weekend Starts Here, Diana Hardcastle played Marina, Philip Bretherton, Terence, Gillian Barge, Mrs. Thorogood, Rupert Vansittart, Mr. Thorogood, Susan Brown, Christine Harwood, and Gavin Muir, Norman Harwood. Gemma Saunders was Felicity, and Tim Trelaw was Robbie. Lawrence Fife was played by Tom Marshall, Cecilia Fife by Elizabeth Bell, Smith by Tom George, and Sandra by Beth Chalmers. The music was by Terry Davis. Episode 6 of The Weekend Starts Here was written by Bill Matthews. The director was Paul Miller.